Ryan McMahon is the new Onondaga County executive. He took over for Joni Mahoney on Friday and held a public swearing-in ceremony yesterday. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the 38-year-old Republican and father of three who grew up in Syracuse will get the chance to show the public what his administration looks like before voters choose a candidate for the office next year.
An early test for McMahon came in 2003. After working at an internship in Albany for an assemblyman, McMahon realized he wanted to run for office. The first time he did, in a race for a seat on the Syracuse Common Council, he lost.
Pretty much to that time, life was pretty easy for me. I was always good enough academically to get by, and I played sports and played soccer in college and had lots of friends and hadn't experienced any sort of failure, let alone failure in a public way. After I lost that race, I was heartbroken.
But that didn't stop him from running again, and 2 years later, he won the seat. McMahon says politics is about timing. He says he became chairman of the legislature his first day on the job 6 years ago because of timing, and he says he was prepared to run for county executive if Mahoney was not going to in 2019.
It's an opportunity where I know how the legislature works. I know where the money is. I know policy. I understand how the executive needs to work through the legislative branch to accomplish their goals.
And in terms of his goals, infrastructure, particularly with sewers, is at the top of his list. There have been overflow issues at county facilities, but McMahon says the problem is broken pipes owned by the towns, villages, and the city of Syracuse.
That's something that presents a good consolidation opportunity where we take over the pipes from all these other governments and we fix them.
McMahon grew up with Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh, and Walsh says professionally they've always worked well together.
We haven't always agreed, and I'm sure we won't always agree going forward, but the fact is we have a comfort level with each other that will ensure that where we don't agree, we can move beyond that and continue to stay at the table and to get things done.
Among the items they will likely be working on is negotiating a new sales tax agreement between Syracuse and Onondaga County. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.